Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you cook your pan.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that, what how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, April the 16th, 2016. This is MG. Glad you joined us here on the 2G Show. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny, and he's watching the Rangers. I can't take it. I got to get myself a break, but he's a Ranger fan. He's out there watching the game. It's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear? Let's go, Rangers!
Oh, boy, look at the excitement in his voice. So that must be something good happening. So that's good news. Let's get business out of the way. You want to get a hold of us on the phone and get on the show? You can do that. 619-393-6728. You can hit the one button that gets you in the show. We're also in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. We're in the chat room. Before I turn it over to you, G, Frank, are you rooting for Pittsburgh or are you rooting for the Rangers? Because just think about this, Frank, for 1 second. I know you're a Steelers fan. Frank, just think about this for 1 second, Frank. Suppose a lifelong New Yorker like yourself was rooting for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Doesn't that seem silly that they'd be rooting for the Penguins over the Rangers? So that's what drives me crazy when these New Yorkers, even though I moved, sticks to New York. All right, brother. I can't let that go.
You can't let it go. I mean, it bothers the hell out of you. I know that. But before we get going, there was a few people who we've lost this week. One was David Guess. David Guess, I guess some kind of a music producer, but he's most famous for being married to Liza Minnelli back in like the early 2000s. They were only there for, I think they were only married like for 16 months, and then that didn't work out, but David Guess has passed away. Also, Ed Snyder, in the sports world, Ed Snyder was the one-time owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, and of course, the owner of the Flyers. He got he owned the Spectrum and Comcast and all that. Ed Snyder has passed away, and also, he lost a great one. Andy Newman, brother. It's a shame, right, Andy Newman? You know
Andy
who he is, right? Andy Newman.
I love L.A. I love L.A.?
No, that's Randy Newman. I'm talking about Andy Newman. part of the band called the Thunderclap Newman. Remember that band, Thunderclap Newman?
No. No.
Anyway, if you don't know what it is, I'll give you a little taste of the music. Something in the Air. So what, they were one-hit wonders. They were put together by The Who and a couple of members of Wings back in the day. They only were one-hit wonder, but the band was put together for Andy Newman by Pete Townsend, and then the name of the band was called Thunderclap Newman. That was their big hit back in the day. Andy Newman has passed away, so our condolences go out from the 2G show.
I thought Frank was saying, asking the question, who, and I'm like, I don't know who that is either, but Frank said The Who, so I guess, yeah, but the Pete Townsend, huh, pretty good. All right, brother, let's talk. Frank is a Steelers fan. He's been one since I've known him, since we were kids. So NFL schedule came out this couple of days ago. I knew who the Giants were playing because, you know, it rotates every year with the AFC teams they're playing. Then it depends if you're in second or third place or first place. That determines the other four games that you're going to get. But this year, we're opening up against the Cowboys again, which I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I think we'd be able to beat them last year. We should have. We got Frank's team coming up. We got the Steelers this year again. So your thoughts, brother, on the Giants, so the NFL schedule, and the Giants in particular, because we're a Giants fan.
I don't understand why, again, they're opening up in Dallas, you know, but I guess it's a good thing because, you know, you get the away game out of the way, out of the way there in the first game of the year, and it happened. But they really got to wake up this year and then this time, beat this team, the Cowboys. I mean, with all their acquisitions that they got, spending over, I don't know, $9 zillion on their defensive side of the ball, hopefully it works out for them. But the first few games, of course, they're going to be playing the Cowboys, the Saints, the Redskins, the first three games there. But if you look at the last part of the season, of course, on week 13, they got the Steelers. But the last part of their schedule, I mean, they're going to play the Steelers. Then, of course, the Cowboys again. They're going to have the Lions in there, but they're going to play Steelers, Cowboys, and at the end, the Eagles and Redskins. And the Eagles and Redskins are both on the road at the end of the season. That's tough. You know what I mean? Having the two games on the end there end up the season on the road against the Eastern opponents.
Yeah, that's tough. I wonder, I didn't notice the schedule is, we are going to London this year. We've got to play the Rams, and I want to talk about the Rams too. But we're going to London. Then we get a bye, which obviously all the teams get the bye when they come back from London. But the very, very rare thing happens from there. You get three straight home games after that. So you need to take advantage of that. If you're going to be on the road at the end of the season, it's just divisional opponents, but at least you don't have to go on a plane. I mean, Philly and Washington are relatively close. It's not like we're going to go to Seattle. It's a tough schedule. Giants, it's now or never because Eli Manning is not getting any younger. And unless we get lucky like Indianapolis, they had a bad season, they picked Luck. Or, you had Green Bay with Favre and Rodgers. You know, we only got a couple more years left of an elite quarterback, so we got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I would say with Eli, you might have maybe three more years of good quarterback in play. I mean, what's he, 32 now? Get him up to maybe 35. That's when, a lot of times in decline, keep Brady out of the picture because he's unique, but – start declining then. So you got this year, maybe three more years of quarterbacking play. So hopefully we can get a couple more Super Bowls in there. And so, the schedule is what it is. I mean, the tough games, of course, will be at Pittsburgh. You know, you got at the Packers. Those are tough games.
Yeah, and I think it's back to back. Like, I think we have like a I don't know, Packers or a back to back game on the road. That's gonna be
yeah. You're playing the Vikings and the Packers.
Yeah, Vikings at home
at Minnesota and at Green Bay. So that is
tough. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is tough. So hey, it is what it is. But this is the time to get going. Real quick, but let's stick with football because I want to move on to hockey and the basketball. The Rams made they traded a whole boatload of picks. I mean, a lot of picks. And in football, you can get a lot of good players in the late first, second, third round. A lot of good players. I mean, what are the Rams doing to get the quarterback? I mean, he's not – I mean, it's not a quarterback-rich draft. What was your thoughts about the Rams trading up to get the number one pick?
You know, if like when Luck came out, you knew Luck was going to be good. Maybe, you know, when Peyton came out, you knew it was going to be good. This one here is up in the air. I mean, it's kind of crazy to give up all these draft picks. But, you know, they're in L.A. now. They cannot have who they got, Casey Keenum starting and, you know, out there. I mean, they can't have, Nick Foles. I mean, they have to do something to get the fan base fired up. And I guess they left them no choice but to go out and do this trade, you know. They probably might be good, this Wentz kid from North Dakota. And this guy, what's the other kid game? Goth or something? Gatha from California? Mm-hmm. Most people think it's the North Dakota guy, but they think the Rams are leaning towards the California dude because he played in California and he's going to go to the Rams. So they need a little splash to get the fan base going. So, but that's a lot of draft picks and stuff to give away for – on the side, you don't even know if the kids are good or not.
Yeah. Wow, look who just popped in the chat room. A long-lost listener, brother. We've talked about this guy for a couple of times because, you know, Frank's always there. Lethal Mindrain is in the chat room. Can you believe it? I mean, he's been gone. It's good to have him back. He's talking about a concert. Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold, Metallica. That's a great concert. But then he's got to pick up soccer again, football, you know, soccer, whatever you want to call that. But it's good to have him back listening again. All right, brother, that's your thoughts on the Rams. I agree with what you just said, so not much going on there. Fuck hockey. I don't see it with the Rangers. I just don't see it. It just frustrates me. I can't even watch this game because I was so aggravated that night. I threw more F-bombs on game one, and then I don't remember the last. But they are 3-1. What's your thoughts about the Rangers? I think the window's closing here. It's not closed. What's your thoughts here on the Rangers?
Yeah, let's go Rangers. I mean, this thing drives you crazy because I believe that the first game there, they had a 2-1. They had a two-man advantage. They scored, make a 2-1. They got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left on the power play. And then shorthanded goal, I almost lost it there. And then they start this second game, and it looked like a bunch of crap. They got a goaltender at Pittsburgh. Not even Pittsburgh knows who he is. They don't even know who the hell they got in the net. And they lose the first game to them, and then they look like crap. And it's the first period and then part of the second. And then all of a sudden, here they go. They turned it on, and they got going. They got a break on the Broussard goal because it looked like maybe it could have been offside, but it was so close they couldn't change the call. So 3-1, let's go. Let's take this game. Let's get back to the Garden, win those two, and then go from there. I mean, this has got to be it. I mean, Lundqvist is getting old, too. And all the great, goaltenders, and basically they win the Stanley Cup. So and the window's closing for the Rangers, as you said. So, I mean, it's going to be on Lundqvist again. Unfortunately, every year we say the same thing, but it's going to be on Lundqvist to stand on his head and hopefully carry us to the Cup.
And I agree. Lundqvist has been a great goaltender, but if he really, 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 really wants the Cup, if he really wants it, he's going to have to really carry the team and get these 16 games. I mean, there's no other way. I mean, and you can wear Rittenhouse. I always say this. Tell me one player on the Rangers that another team fears. There's none. Where's Rick Nash? I mean, he always says, well, I do other things. And his defenders say, yeah, you don't see what shows up in the box score. He's supposed to be a goal scorer. Where the hell is Rick Nash?
I mean, when we first got him, I was happy. I mean, I said, we finally got a goal scorer on the team, you know, a guy who's consistently going to put the puck. I don't know where he's been. I mean, he already made it in the start of the second period. Right, as soon as the puck dropped, he went on a breakaway and hit right into the goaltender. I mean, nothing until the goaltender stopped him. He's the one guy I don't care about playing the defense, go in the front of the net and stand there. You're a big guy. They can't move you out of the way. That's what you got to do. It aggravates me that he's playing the defense and going in. He became a mucker. He's going in the corners. A mucker. He's becoming a mucker. We don't need him as a mucker. We need him as a goal scorer.
I agree. Crosby, he gets a breakaway. He looks to make it look easy. We get the breakaway. We make it look like we're fucking quick, so we can't do nothing with the stick. We got paper on the stick. It drives you crazy. But I just don't see it, brother. I mean, I wish, again, when you're going to win the Stanley Cup or any championship, you got to play who's ever in front of you. But I would have been more comfortable playing Florida and Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh, or at Washington and Pittsburgh, the two toughest teams. But then again, you win this game, you know, and win this series. We win it. Then we'll have to go Washington, get them out of the way. But it's going to be tough, but we'll see what happens. Brother, let's talk real quick about basketball. I mean, the Warriors got 73 wins this year, broke the record. Kobe last game, he dumped 60 points. Any thoughts here on the Warriors and Kobe?
Yeah, to put this in perspective, I mean, 73 wins, okay? I mean, when the Bulls won the 72, I figured no one's ever going to touch that record. 72-10, you know what I mean? I mean, it's incredible. You know, I don't think the Knicks have won 70 games in 3 years. And this team won it all in 1 year. And the 76ers haven't won 70 games in 5 years, to put this in this perspective. You know what I mean? That's incredible. I mean, if you want to say what's the better team, I mean, who knows? If you played the way the Bulls were able to play in the 90s, then they probably beat the Warriors. But if you're playing this game today where you can't touch nobody, maybe the Warriors would be better, but you got to give them due. That is one incredible year. The pressure was on them, and it came through with 73 wins.
Yeah, and before you go on to Kobe, I'll say this. Yeah, 73 wins, it is amazing. It's 82 games, and it's a grind. You only lose 9 times, and that's incredible. But I will say this, and I think Lico agrees, basketball is so freaking boring. I mean, there's only 4 teams that have a legitimate chance to win it. I mean, you're talking about Golden State, Cleveland, maybe 3 teams, and San Antonio. I mean, I don't think there's another team out there that can win. Boring, okay? Look at hockey. I think any of these teams, I mean, out of 16 teams, I think there's almost 10, 12 teams that can win it. You know, the 8th seed comes and wins it. The Kings did it a couple of years back. To me, basketball is so freaking boring. But it is a great accomplishment. What about Kobe?
Well, before you get to Kobe, I have to agree with you on that. I mean, basketball compared to basketball, you don't even have to watch the first round. You know, all the top teams are going to win. But you know what I mean? It is boring. There's no drama in basketball. Whereas hockey is a whole different ball game. I mean, you got an 8-1 anytime. I mean, everybody's getting goaltender hot and stuff. I don't understand why a lot of people don't watch hockey. It's the most exciting sport there is, and it just bothers me. But basketball, you don't have to start watching the playoffs until the conference finals when you get the 4 best teams. That's the best time. And on Kobe, I couldn't stand Kobe. Half the players in the league couldn't stand Kobe. Nobody wanted to go over there. And all of a sudden, all this love fest for Kobe. I mean, it is a joke, you know, because the reason why the last few years nobody even wanted to go to L.A. is because of Kobe. And now all of a sudden, you know, the Black Mamba now is getting all this love. You know, it's very phony, brother.
Oh, Frank, give me an update here. I guess I'm not watching.
Scored.
Frank says they just scored 4-1. So, Kreider.
Rangers! Let's go, Rangers!
Wow, getting excited here now. Rangers up 4-1. All right there, brother. Let's move on here. Yeah, but I do agree with the basketball thing. Let me say about baseball. I know we talked last week. I'm going to say it again. communicate, because you'll laugh with you laugh at me. You'll laugh. The Mets will come in third place.
What was that? I didn't do that.
You did that. Go back to the tape last week. Last week I said the Mets would give out the division. The Mets will come in third place this year. The Nationals are on a mission. Them and the Cubs are the two best teams in the National League. Marlins are going to surprise people, and the Mets are going to struggle in the pitching. And what is Jacob DeGrom? I mean, you have all year to get ready for baseball. If you get hurt, you know, sliding, or you get hit by a pitch, all year. Then you have to have a baby. These guys should have no sex, no babies, only have sex in February and March and have babies in November and December and January. You should not be having a baby in April, brother. It's ridiculous.
That statement you just said is such a ridiculous statement. I mean, Why is it a joke? Can't tell them when to have them.
Here's the difference. Look at Jeter, okay? Jeter's still having no kids. He dedicated to baseball, okay? I want a championship. I don't need babies in April or May or any time during the season, okay? It's a distraction. You want to have babies, do it at 33, 34 years old, 35 years old. You don't do it in the prime of your career.
First of all, you're lucky it's Jason DeGrom there because he's a little injured. So he had one game, it was 162 ball games, 162. And you're worrying about one? I mean, really? I mean, come on, brother. You're worried. Let the guy heal anyway. It probably for the best that this happened right now for you.
No. And Lethal and Frank agree with me. Okay, they both agree with me. This guy should not be having babies. Look at the chat room. Okay? Frank says I'm right. Lito says you're right. The season's only 162 games. See? So I'm right.
Now let me get in there. Let me get in there because I can't believe that they would agree with you.
Yeah, they're taking my
all right.
I told you. Yeah.
Who cares? The season's 162 games. See? Yeah, they don't agree with you. Of course they agree with me. Who the hell is gonna agree with that dumb statement that you just said? That dumb statement. The Mets will still be there in the end. Forget about Miami. Give up on that Miami. All of a sudden now you're Miami. That's all I hear about you. They're gonna surprise. They're surprising nobody, Miami. They're gonna be down at the end of the year like they always are.
No, they got a good ace of the ace, and they got good hitting. Hey brother, we got this.
Yeah.
He went off. This Ronnie Mandel. He wanted to get on the show. I want to see who it is. Because remember last time we put somebody on and we had something crazy come on? We got
yeah.
this Ronnie Mandel. He wants to get in on the show. Let's listen to Ronnie
How
Mandel.
Brother?
Let's go.
How is brother?
Ronnie Mandel, you're on the 2G show.
Hello?
Hello?
Let's talk about Game of Thrones for a second. I'm very upset still
sure.
with the Khaleesi.
Okay.
What are you upset about? I know what that is. That's Howard Stern. He's talking about Khaleesi, who doesn't want to bare her breast on the show anymore.
Emilia Clarke plays the Khaleesi.
So that's what it is.
Oh, so.
Fuck you all.
Okay. he's getting personal here, this guy.
I know. I mean, he don't like the show. Oh, boy.
I tell you, we get the callers, boy, brother. Who is that? Who is Ronnie Mandel?
Oh, Ronnie Mandel. That's just a fake name. It's just like the same call from the last time, you know. They're talking about he's upset about the Khaleesi. It sounded like a part of the Howard Stern show where he's going, they all of a sudden now, Emily Clark there is against showing her breast on the show. Because, you know, in the book, he has that one thing
yeah.
because she doesn't want to do it no more. And then he believes that then she should be fired for not going along with that. So.
Oh, but the language there, brother. Don't we have the people who beat the language? Don't we have people, the technical people who, like, you know, they screen the call and they beat? This guy used a profanity on the show.
Yeah. You know what the problem is with our production form? They're so glad a phone call even came through. They don't care. They're not screening no calls. They're letting everything go through.
Yeah, I guess so. We get a call. So, I mean, Game of Thrones is not boring. I mean, I have to say, Game of Thrones is only going to be 13 more episodes. I think they might just break it off in 6 or 7. Leto says Game of Thrones is boring, brother.
Can Leto Migraine come up with, I mean, everything he says is wrong. It's so exciting, Game of Thrones. I mean, we never agree with this guy. You never agree. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Boring.
No, he agreed with you. He agreed with you.
Shows on TV.
He agreed with you that Derek Jeter is a Hall of Famer. Leto agreed with you on that one.
No, he agreed. No. That had something to do with A-Rod is the greatest, you know, and then not Jeter. That's what got us going the last time. But I'm sorry, Leto Migraine. No, Game of Thrones is not boring. And the people who are watching it are on my side on that one because there's a lot of people watching that.
Yeah, all the great shows are on television. Frank's watching Scandal. I mean, give me a break. We got so many great shows. Frank is watching Scandal. Come on, I mean, give me a break.
you can't make this stuff up, Scandal.
Yeah, you can't make this up. Frank's watching Scandal. I mean, give me a break. You guys crack me up, you guys. Here we go, Jeter. See, he's not even good enough to be in the Astros Hall of Fame. Ooh, whoa, wow. See?
I'm not even going to, talk about, give him his due on that.
No.
Because that is the most idiotic statement you could ever have. The most idiotic statement.
We miss Leto. Boy, Leto, we have missed you. One of these days, you have got to call into the show early, though. Early. We want to have Leto. We want to have Leto as a special third co-host of the show. So you got to call in early one day, Leto. And we want to see, have you on the air one day. Don't call in at 25 after. It's got to be early.
Let me tell you something, brother. Why don't you want to have somebody on the show like Leto Migraine, whose points are bad? They're just bad.
Because Leto is, but Leto, to me, I want to know who this guy is because this guy knows everything about everything. You could talk about the shoe size of the elves in Christmas Land. He knows it. I mean, this guy knows everything.
How many championships does Biggio and Bagwell have?
He wants to know how many championships, Leto, that Biggio and Bagwell have.
Yeah.
You can't say. I'm not a Yankee fan, but you can't say that. But Jeter is the epitome of championship. All right, but we're getting to the end. I love this kind of a show. Callers call in. We got Leto in there. We got Frank in there. This is a fantastic show today. I'm telling you, fantastic show today. Rings don't mean anything. They won as a team, brother, not individual.
Yeah, but he's a very important part of the deal. Very important part of it. You don't win championships without Jeter. Okay? If you don't win a championship, like Biggio and Bat, you're losers. You're a bunch of losers. That's what I got to say.
I'm with you. All right, well, Leto, we're glad you're back. Because I love having you on the show. In the chat room, it's fantastic. Frank, of course, always Frank. All right, brother, this is it. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks. So, Leto, you better be back in the first week of May. But, brother, let's get our final thoughts here.
Well, appreciate everybody listening to the show around the world, wherever you're doing it, in the sauna, taking a trip to the moon, your rocket ship, you're listening on at the show. Tell everybody about it. And, brother, great job. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care easy.
All right. Well, glad you joined us, Leto. Thank you. Mama was out there. Frank, of course. A lot of people on demand. If you're listening on demand, get live. Call into the show. We want to hear what you have to say. We want that. We'll be off the next 2 weeks. Join us in the first week of May. Tell your friends. Leto, you're going to be back first week of May. So, everybody, let's go Rangers. And for Gigi, this is MG. This is Dave Mason. Good night, America.
about the women, the booze that I've been drinking.